From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer is appealing for unity following a Senate vote that impeached and removed his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary laws during her 2014 re-election campaign.
Assumo a presidência do Brasil.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, said he assumes office after a transparent and democratic decision. It's a moment of hope, he said, to retake confidence in Brazil. Latin American analyst Mark Jones of Rice University said the new leader faces a host of challenges, including a deep recession.
First, the Brazilian economy is deep in the doldrums. Second, many on the left believe that this was an undemocratic pseudo-coup and are unlikely to accept Temer as the country's legitimate president, engaging in protests and generally trying to obstruct his government's process.
Jones said Mr. Temer, who is to remain in office until 2018, himself, along with much of his cabinet, is a target of corruption investigations. Mr. Temer said his priority is to fix Brazil's economy, attract foreign investment, reduce unemployment, and begin reform of the pension system. In Gabon, where incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner of Saturday's election Wednesday, clashes between opposition supporters and police erupted in the streets of the capital Libreville, resulting in the parliament building being set afire. The opposition, led by chief rival and veteran African diplomat John Ping, insisted it won the election. Both sides claim fraud. It was a narrow victory, Mr. Bongo receiving just under 50% of the vote, Ping getting just over 48%. The result, which the U.S. and European Union decried as flawed and lacking transparency, extends decades of Bongo family rule for another 7 years. This is VOA News. The United States has discounted Russia's claim it carried out an airstrike in Syria Tuesday that killed Islamic State spokesman and chief strategist. Peter Cook is a defense spokesman at the Pentagon.
Russia, as you know, has spent most of its time, its military campaign, supporting and propping up the Assad regime. It has not devoted much, if any, effort that we're aware of, targeting ISIL's leadership.
Cook said Wednesday U.S. officials continue to assess the results of an airstrike it conducted targeting Abu Mohammed el-Adnani. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said its warplanes killed up to 40 IS militants Tuesday, including Adnani, during a bombing raid near Aleppo province. The United States Wednesday criticized Israel for its plans to accelerate building of settlements in the occupied West Bank. A White House spokesman said this significant expansion poses a serious and growing threat to the viability of a two-state solution. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Wednesday referenced a report issued by the Mideast Diplomatic Quartet of Nations earlier this year.
We have seen a very significant acceleration of Israeli settlement activity that runs directly counter to the conclusions of the report. So far this year, Israel has promoted plans for over 2,500 units, including over 700 units retroactively approved in the West Bank.
An Israeli government spokesman said Jews have lived in the region for centuries and their presence is no obstacle to peace. In Yemen, the rebel state news agency said the Saudi-led coalition struck a house in the northern city of Sa'ada early Wednesday, killing at least 16 civilians. There was no immediate reaction from the coalition. The Saudis are targeting Houthi rebels from the Yemeni capital to the north in a mostly air campaign which began in March last year. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump delivered a major address on illegal immigration late Wednesday in Arizona. The speech came after he held what he called straightforward talks in Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto, where the flow of illegal immigrants has become a major U.S. campaign issue.
We agreed on the importance of ending the illegal flow of drugs, cash, guns, and people across our border.
Earlier at a Mexico City news conference, Trump said he loves the U.S., wants to make sure the American people are protected. He said the issue involves jobs and crime. Mr. Peña Nieto said he hopes Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will accept his invitation to meet and talk as well. Nigeria acknowledged Wednesday its economy is now in recession after announcing it contracted more than 2% in the second quarter of the year. It declined a fraction of a percent in the first quarter. The West African nation has been hit hard by declining oil prices, militant attacks, and a foreign currency exchange. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.